Great! Summoned again this week. I know I asked for as many summons as possible so I can meet my soul quota, but honestly, I am so sick of getting summoned this late at night. Oh, would you stop staring? Just hold on, let me give you the whole speech. Foolish mortal, you have awoken me to your mortal realm. Your soul is forfeit to my vixen charms. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, you don't look that stupid, so I'm sure you can piece together that I'm a succubus. If you couldn't tell from my wings, horns, and spaded tail. Not to mention the fattest tits you've ever seen. With the hips to match, right? I thought so. Now, would it kill you to stop staring with your jaw open like that? Is that how you stare at all the girls? No wonder you resorted to selling your soul to get laid. You summoned me using that succubus summoning ritual. So, you got the idea about what's gonna happen, right? For this night, everything you request of me, no matter how insane or fantastical, they will happen by my power. And then at the end of it all, I take your soul. One night of pleasure, one eternal soul. Deal? You catch on pretty fast. For a human. Maybe this won't be so bad. Never mind, spoke too soon. Lucifer, look at your fucking room. All of these posters of big titty anime girls, figurines of them in frilly outfits. You would be a weeb, wouldn't you? Even a little dollies of them too? Oh, excuse me. They're called plushies? Right. Like that makes it any better. What even is this shit? Video games? Comic books? Action figures. Fucking puke. Maybe it's merciful of me to take your soul before you reproduce and spread this cringe. Let's just hurry it up before this little nerd den of yours makes me die of embarrassment. Now, we can't do any of your sex fantasies unless we know what it is you want. No, can we? So go on. Time's ticking, my little demon summoner. Tell me what perverted shit you want to do for the night so I can go home and try to get some sleep. You gotta be kidding me. You perform this ritual that will take your very soul, and you don't know what you want to do? Do you really not know what you want, or are you just being shy? You know, some of us succubi really do like when their prey are all shy and sweet. I'm worried about looking bad. Unfortunately, I am not one of those succubi. I can tell you have an idea in mind, because of how red your cheeks are and all your stammering. So, just spit it out, dork. Blame me. You don't want me to start listing things off. No? Fine. Do you want me to turn into one of your anime girls you like so much? How about this one? This blue haired girl? Something like... Senpai! Stop looking up my miniskirt, you perverted idiot! I know you love my panties, you weirdo. But what if teacher catches us? Dude, seriously? I don't care if she's a schoolgirl or a robot or whatever. Do you want to fuck her? No? Oh, come on. I can be whatever you want. I can be a jock tomboy, covered in muscles and sweat. Maybe a chubby plus-sized girl with all the sweet curves to hold and squeeze. What about, oh, I know. How about a fucking nerd like you, huh? Maybe you're more looking for a niche kink, hmm? How about feet, hmm? Soft, big feet, rubbing on your face as you worship them? Not in the mood. Dude, you better be in the mood. Kind of your last chance to get to experience it. You do seem the submissive type. What about some mommy dom then, hmm? The special kind of lovey-dovey care and affection only a mommy can give. I can see you have something naughty growing in your pants, baby. Is my good boy getting aroused? Oh, come on, seriously? Dude, I can see how hard you are. Oh, let me guess. You want me to grow a dick and fuck you, is that right? No? Still? Ugh, forget it. If you're not gonna tell me, then I'm gonna assume you just want me to sit here and wait for morning to take your soul then. Oh, you finally made up your mind. Finally? Let's hear it then. What was that? I think I misheard you. You want to huddle? I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that. You want to cuddle? Beelzebub. That's so depraved. What's wrong? You don't just ask succubus you just met to cuddle, you freak. What kind of pervert are you? Honestly. Holding one another, patting your head, comforting each other. Devil's alive, have you no shame? No, absolutely not. No way. Pick something else. Why? Because, you stupid virgin, cuddling is the most degenerate thing a succubus can do. It's comforting, lovey-dovey, and sweet, and sugary, and... just the word itself is revolting. It's the emphasis of everything we good and honest occupy stand for. Rape, gangbangs, and tentacles are one thing, but cuddling... You're sick. I don't have to if I don't want to? Did you just fucking ask me for my consent? What kind of demon do you think I am? Consensual cuddling? How do you live with yourself being this much of a deviant? Oh, nope, that's it. I'm going back to hell, where we do pegging, rim jobs, and whipping. You know, normal things. But... if I don't do this... there's no way I'm going to meet my soul quota by the end of the week. But... that's so gross. But... my job... fine. I will... consent... to cuddle with you. But remember this, human. When I get your soul, and I will feast on it, do you understand? So, how do we do it then? Do you want to hold me, or me to hold you, or what? Look, succubi aren't taught what cuddling is. All I know is that it's horribly perverted and wrong and evil. You want me to hold you and comfort you? Oh, that is vile. Fine. Lay in bed then, you perverted freak. What on earth is that thing? That fluffy, warm, cozy monstrosity you just held up? A blanket? Oh, kill me now, that's horrific. How do you go public with something like that? Oh, Lucifer, help me. All right. Just lift up that stupid blanket and get in my arms. No, Satan. Oh, Satan. Wait. Why doesn't this feel awful? It doesn't hurt to feel bad at all. Shut it. I didn't say it was good. I just said it wasn't terrible. So... what's the next part? I mean, surely there's something else to this. Hold... hands. No way. Do you humans have no sense of shame? Hand holding? That's just wrong. Your mother would be ashamed of you. But I have to. Damn it all. Fine. Give me your stupid hand. Oh, devil alive. Our hands are intertwined together. I can feel your pulse from my wrist. It's so calming. Your hand squeezing mine tighter. Making sure I'm here. You can hear my heartbeat? Oh, Beelzebub, it's so weird. This is so weird. It is not beating faster. Shut up! Can we just hurry up to the end part? What do you mean there isn't an end? This is it? Just me holding you close. Make sure you're okay and comfortable. Your body's so close to mine, and you're holding me so tightly. I can feel every breath you take on my skin, and just how warm you are. This blanket, keeping us both held together and so perfectly warm. Is this really it? This sort of blissful hug? Oh, would it be okay if I, you know, run my fingers through your hair? So, this is all you wanted? Can I ask you something? Are you okay? Like, I mean, honestly, sacrificing your soul just to be held like this? By a girl you don't even know? It's kind of sad, you know? No, hey, it's okay! I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to sound mean! I mean, Lucifer alive, I guess I've been mean to you since I showed up, haven't I? If I knew you felt like this, that would have been nicer. But hey, come on, you're a nice guy. Hell, you're a sweet guy. I mean, this cuddling thing isn't that bad. I expected it to set me on fire as soon as we touched hands, personally. But it even feels kind of... Oh, Lucifer. I can't believe I'm saying this. Cuddling actually feels kind of sweet. I'm enjoying it. So cheer up, okay? You're a really sweet guy, and you don't deserve to feel this bad, okay? Ugh, stop smiling, you little dweeb. Hey, you know, there's still time to change your answer if you want. I can still feel your cock poking my leg. Come on. Why don't we go a bit further, A little cuddle fuck to cheer you up. This is enough? You don't want to have sex. You just want to keep cuddling? But that's not fair. I want to have sex. All this hugging and cuddling and petting and caressing and love and snuggles, it's driving me up the wall. Come on, please. Can't we just have a quick blowjob? Yes. Oh, thanks, Satan. Get this blanket off. I need this dick. That's it. is going on with me. I should be disgusted, repulsed by this degeneracy. But instead, they just warmed my heart and got me horny. I should be focused on eating your soul. But all I want is this wholesome human cock. And just licking up perfectly imperfect your bodies. The stretch marks, the dimples, the freckles. I love it. It's so fucking cute and lovable you are despite it. I love it, makes sense. You can have all that, but still be so fucking hot. Fuck, the way you're smiling down at me. It's so fucking dorky. But knowing that this is making you happy, makes me happy too. What the hell is happening to me? Am I seriously getting turned around by how wholesome and cute you are? Fuck. No, I need more dick. Damn it all. It's not enough. It's not enough to suck on this cock. I need you to fuck me. Fuck all this mushy lovey-dovey shit out of my head and make me remember what it's like being a demon. Please, come on, turn on me over and fuck me. Do it. Please, come on. Yes. That's it, baby. That's it. Wait. No, you fucking didn't. You're fucking a missionary. Do you have no sense of shame at all? But it feels so fucking good. Why are you so wholesome and cute? Why does it get me so fucking going so much? I have had sex. Good people are bigger than you, stronger than you, more evident. But this feels like the best sex I've ever had. Because it's you? Why? Why on earth does it feel so good? It's because I love you, isn't it? That's not fair. That's not fair at all. I love you, and your stupid cuddling, and the feeling of being happy with you. I love this lovey-dovey trash. I want to hold hands with you while we go on dates. I want to watch romantic movies and go on walks. I want to spend nights just wearing comfy clothes with you. I want to get married. Oh God, I'm a pervert. I'm a deranged, degenerate, filthy pervert. I'll never be respected by my sucky best peers again. They'll never look me in the eye knowing I'm such a slut for cuddles and all wholesomeness. Come at me, please. Let me have some of my dignity left and from my demon pussy, which holds some human cum. I love you. I love you. I love you so fucking much. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. I mean, I'm sick. Oh god. I'm. Oh god. I'm coming. Oh god. I love you. 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 Oh fuck you, Satan. Oh god. I love you. I love you. Oh god. Oh god. Yeah. I mean, Satan. That was so much. But somehow, I'm still not done. I still want to hold you close and cuddle you more. Come here, baby, cuddle up with me, yo. Okay. Your soul? Oh, right. We fucked, didn't we? Well, lucky for you, succubus code says that if a succubus initiates the sex, it doesn't count. Which means, looks like I'll just have to come back tomorrow to try again, won't I? Lose for a life. I'm falling for a dork who asks a succubus to cuddle, aren't I? Yeah, that's right. Nuzzling close, baby. I cuddle you for the rest of the night. Feel free to fall asleep. God, such a wholesome little dork.